Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. Is there something you'd like to talk about, perhaps a question you'd like to pose? We'd love to hear from you right now at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, and the lines are wide open right now. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Thanks, Bob. Yesterday we talked about loneliness, and we talked about it in context of the verse in Hebrews chapter 13, I think verse 5, where God gives a promise, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So the truth for every believer on this planet, right at this moment, you're not alone, and there will never be a moment in time that you will be alone. Why? Because God in Christ is always with you. Christ is right there with you through thick and thin. And that's good news, and we need to find hope and comfort from that reality. I know there's many people that sometimes are looking for human connections, and they feel like their loneliness is only going to go away when they get attached to somebody, whether through friendship, whether through marriage, whether through church relationships and that sort of thing. But I think we have to start with the fact that we're not alone because Christ is always with us, and it's in him that we're going to find our contentment and our peace. Those are the fruits of this relationship that we have in him. So when we find contentment there, that's going to be the very thing that liberates us to move out into this world and to reach out to others, not looking for others to do something for you, but reaching out to serve them in love. That's our greatest calling. That's our highest calling, and that's our greatest reward as human beings, is actually to serve and to love others as God in Christ has served and loved us. Mm-hmm. So let's start with the fact that we're not alone, that Christ lives in us, and there's contentment in that relationship.
Right. Yes.
There truly is contentment there. And so the Apostle John wrote to us and said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. So our life is in Christ, and we simply need to live our lives in Christ, to recognize that he is in us, we are in him, and there's this dynamic relationship that is formed that becomes fruit-bearing in our lives. So we need to rest right there, live, remain right there. And he goes on to say, I am the vine, you are the branch. So who's the source of life in us? Jesus Christ himself. We're simply branches depending upon the vine for life and sustenance and all the stuff that's necessary to make life flavorful in this world. So he's the vine, we're the branches. And it says, whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. So, Christian, you're attached to the vine. You have been attached to the vine through faith in Jesus Christ. And now he is your source of life. He is your very life. Simply live in him. Find contentment in this relationship you have with him. And the result of that is you're going to be bearing fruit. Love. Love for who? Well, love for people out there. And boy, as you start exercising that love for people, and I'm talking about agape love. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm talking about agape love. That's the love that Jesus is going to produce in and through you. That's his kind of love. So as you abide in Christ, you're going to be able to love others with that same agape love. And I guarantee you will find a sense of joy and peace and comfort in that like you've never had. So if you're going through the blues, you're feeling lonely, we hope these two passages, Hebrews 13:5 and John 15:4-5, will be an encouragement to you to first let you know you're not alone.
Yeah.
You have Jesus right there with you, and that he has something greater and more meaningful and with a deeper sense of purpose for you. Simply abide. Live your life in him. Find your contentment in him, and you'll be able to experience that.
It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. We're glad that you're with us. If you have a question you'd like to pose, give us a call at 844-322-2742 in Canada and the U.S., 844-322-2742. And friends, with only 4 days left in April, we have a really good chance of maxing out our $25,000 matching gift offer. Remember that your gift by the 30th will be doubled up to that amount. So please help us finish off this matching gift and turn that $25,000 into $50,000 to help keep this good news coming. You can click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to that same number, 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or at basicgospel.net. And thanks to everyone who's already given. By the way, that same number is open right now. As I said, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. We had this call that came in overnight. Let's listen.
Hi, this is Deborah in Las Vegas. I'm here heading home after an anthropology class, working on my teaching degree, finishing up, and just having a hard time thinking about, you know, I don't have anybody pushing and cheering me on right now, but the Lord's with me and learning all this stuff about anthropology and how we evolved from an ape and to the means to the ends of getting the teaching degree. So I have to do this, stay strong and strong in my faith and know that the Lord is with me and he has a plan. So thank you.
Yeah, great to hear from Deborah.
Yeah, it is great to hear from Deborah, and I certainly understand what she's going through. When I entered college at the University of Georgia, I did so on a pre-med study course. And so the first year I studied biology, and, you know, right out of the chute, we were hit with evolution. And that was the foundation for everything that we were going to be learning in that particular class. And so how do you deal with that? And it can be discouraging. Mm-hmm. I know my biology professor is the most arrogant man I've ever seen. I mean, he sat back in his chair and his nose up in the air and looking down at us students like we were, you know, nincompoops. And like, it's like, wait a minute, you think you're so smart. You don't know how the world came into being. Mm. You haven't figured all that out. You have a theory that you're promoting. And you're so arrogant, you think your theory is right. But I guarantee you, if you let the evidence lead you where it's supposed to lead you, you're going to come to grips with the fact that there's a creator. And there is a God that brought all of this into being. There's no other logical explanation. Yeah. But that's science today. It starts with that premise. That we've evolved, and that this world just came into being through random chance, that there was nothing behind it, there was nothing pushing it. So I understand that. How do you deal with that? Well, you just deal with it because you know the truth.
Yeah.
And
right.
What I learned to do was to kind of discern what they were talking about, what's really behind their thinking and why they say some of the things that they say. And it really became an apologetic for me to get me into the Word of God, to force me to see what the Word has to say and challenge me with the question, do I really believe the Word of God, or am I going to cave in to what science is saying? Mm-hmm. Now, what science is saying, here's something I think we need to understand. There are scientific statements. And scientific statements are backed up by science. So there's empirical data that leads to those statements. And then there are statements that are said by scientists. Now, that doesn't make them a scientific statement. That is just simply a scientist giving his opinion. There's no science behind it. There's no right. empirical data that they can point to that says this is indeed fact. So I think, Deborah, you have a great opportunity to be able to discern some of those things and figure out what is a scientific statement and what is a statement that's simply said by a scientist.
Yeah.
And you'll see there's a big difference between the two. So I understand what you're going through, and certainly glad that you're investing the time to become a teacher, somebody that can really impact students and maybe get them thinking in the right direction, kind of understanding that all that we see and all that we experience, the most logical and the best explanation is God.
Yeah.
And if there's a God, can we know him? And the only way to know God is through Jesus Christ. So that can open up doors for this gospel message to be presented. Mm-hmm. So, Deborah, we want to encourage you today.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much for your call. You know, we're gonna be your cheerleaders, yeah, cheering you on to the finish line. So you can take up your position as a teacher in a classroom and impact kids with the good news of Jesus Christ.
Deborah, we're glad you called that number, and it's a great way for our listeners to communicate with us and give us their questions if you can't get to us while we're actually on the air live. Again, that number, it's 844-322-2742, and it's open 24 hours a day, just like it was for Deborah, and just like it was from this caller from Long Island, New York.
Yeah, I was listening to your broadcast this evening, and I was thinking how to make sense of this utter loneliness and have gone through an odd journey, not thinking that I would be divorced now. It's painful and hard to put my finger on why I'm divorced, and it's a feeling of, I guess, shame and the sense that I can't put my finger on why. I guess my question is this, is since I'm young, I've had this lingering sense of loneliness and sadness, and I can't understand it. Even as a Christian, I too have many days where I'm more sad than happy. I don't know if that's right. I don't think I should be. I don't believe that just because you became a Christian, you know, life goes from good to better daily. But I just wish I knew how to combat this lingering loneliness that's been in me for so many years. I try to open the scripture, and then I'm up, I'm down, I'm up and down, and I just wish I could get to a place of stability. And I just don't know how anyone might advise to go about this dark journey or dark tunnel I'm in. Thank you very much.
Well, that's a interesting call, and it's not unique to this caller.
No.
From Long Island. And that's the sad story, is that it's a common experience for all of us. We feel lonely at times, and sometimes that loneliness is more intense than others. And certainly, if you're coming off a divorce, as this gentleman has just come off of, you know, those feelings of loneliness are going to be intensified. They're,
yes,
going to be amplified. You're going to look at your situation and you think, gosh, just a month ago or 3 months ago, whatever it might be, you know, I was married and had a relationship. I had somebody that I came home to every night, somebody that I talked with, and now I've got nothing. I just come home to an empty apartment. And so when you look at that situation and you look at what you're experiencing, it's just going to intensify those feelings of loneliness. And sometimes it can get to the point where it overwhelms you. And that's when you can, you know, go down a path toward anger and fear, and, you know, it's always going to be like this. And then you get in a situation of self-pity, and that can go down into depression and even despair. So how do you get out of that particular situation? How do you get out from underneath those feelings of loneliness? Well, I think we have to go right back to the truth. And if you're in Christ, well, here's the good news. Christ is in you. So you may be going home to an empty apartment, and that situation has a measure of loneliness built into it, but Christ is right there with you. And that's where you have to start. You have to recognize that Christ is alive, living in you. You have somebody there with you, your closest friend, somebody that's never going to leave you nor forsake you, someone that you can depend upon, someone who is constant. He's your anchor, the anchor for your soul. And so that truth, as you start resting in that truth and start thanking the Lord that he is there with you, then I think you're going to start to see some of those feelings of loneliness diminish. Now, it doesn't change your, quote, lonely situation as far as human connection is concerned, the fact that you've been divorced, but it does connect you to the one person who is always going to be there for you.
Yes.
So what we want to avoid is, you know, a lot of times when we get lonely, the things of this world start looking pretty good for us. We may start to choose to do things that we know aren't going to benefit us in the long run, but they're going to give us a temporary fix for our loneliness. They're going to give us some temporary pleasure in that dark tunnel, so to speak. So we want to protect against that. And how we protect against that is recognizing that the dark tunnel isn't as dark as we think, because the light of this world is right there in it with us. Richard, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, he used a really important word in his description of what he's going through, and that was shame.
Yes.
He feels shame for having been divorced, or for feeling lonely, or for whatever else is going on. Deal with that shame by taking it straight to Jesus. I can't help him with it,
right,
but Jesus can, right, because Jesus already
did.
Well,
and here's the good news, is divorce is not the unpardonable
sin.
Not
at all.
So you have to recognize that God has already dealt with mm-hmm. that. So if you feel like you're out of favor with God, so that's going to exacerbate your loneliness.
Yes.
If you feel like you're out of favor with God, then take a look at the cross, because Christ took away that sin mm-hmm. once and for all. And so his promise that he's never going to leave you or forsake you is pinned to that work of Jesus
yes.
on the cross. He took away your sins. He remembers them no more. These have been forgiven. So you are a forgiven person. Count on that and recognize that not only did you receive forgiveness when you received Christ, you received Christ himself.
Yes.
So, you know, why you got divorced, you can try to figure that out and try to pinpoint it, and that's going to be helpful maybe down the road. But divorce happens. Is it the best thing that happens?
No.
No. There's pain, there's misery, there's all kinds of suffering that goes on when divorce happens. That's why God says not to do that. Try to get reconciled if you possibly can. But if that's not the case, you have to recognize that Christ did something with that. He forgave it. He condemned it on the cross, and then he extended forgiveness to you the moment that you received him. So count on the fact that you are a forgiven person and that Christ is alive, living in you.
That's basic gospel, friends. And for this listener in Long Island, I hope that you're listening. Hope that's a tremendous help to you. Again, time on the clock, 844-322-2742. And Bob, you related yesterday that we are very, very close to matching that $25,000 gift. What would you say to our listeners to encourage them to help us get over the, you know, to go on to that goal?
Well, step up to the plate, step make up. It happen. That's yeah. That's exactly right. I mean, yeah, you know, we're always looking for things that we want to do. You know, how can we help? How can we be involved in ministry? And I can't tell you the number of people that I've talked to that, you know, have been, you know, close to death. They know that their last breath is close at hand. And they've looked at me and said, Bob, I wish I'd done more. I wish I'd taught more Sunday school classes. Yeah. I wish I had given more. I wish I had done this. And, you know, I've been able to bring a sense of comfort and say, hey, your salvation isn't dependent on anything that you've done. Yeah. It's because of Jesus, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And so trying to refocus their attention on Jesus. And when it gets focused on Jesus, then, you know, those last breaths are peaceful. And they're, you know, done with anticipation that soon I'm going to see him face to face. And that's exciting. But the point of this is that you have the opportunity to be moved by the Spirit today, to do something today to help deliver the good news to people all around the world. And so we encourage you to step up to the plate. And if you have resources to give them generously. Why? There's not a better investment that you can make than in the power of the gospel to change lives.
Yeah.
When I saw that power displayed in a gentleman over 35 years ago lying in a hospital bed and seeing Christ bring life to him in such a dramatic yeah. way, it absolutely changed the trajectory of my life. Mm-hmm. And at that very moment, I said, Lord, I've wanted to be a doctor. Right now, there's only one thing that I want to do, and that's be involved in your great rescue mission in this world.
Yeah.
And God opened doors for me to be involved with this ministry, and I've been a part of it for over 35 years. And come along, be a part of what God is doing to transform and bring life to people who are dead in sin, to bring freedom to those who are in bondage, to bring hope to those who are in despair, and encouragement to people like our two callers today that are lonely.
Yeah.
Give a gift today. Make a difference. Make an impact in someone's life.
Click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can call that number, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. That's a question from Anthony. He says, if the law is responsible for converting or restoring the soul, according to Psalm 19:7, by showing us what sin is, according to Romans 7:7, and leading us to Christ, according to Galatians 3:23 and 24, can true conversion take place if the law is absent from the gospel presentations?
Well, it was absent in my presentation. What I saw was Jesus. I saw a demonstration of the death of Christ. The pastor actually portrayed that final scene of Jesus' life. It was so powerful, so vivid. It just captured my heart, captured my mind, gave me singular focus on Christ, and I knew I needed him. I mean, I knew that was something was wrong inside of me, but when I saw Jesus, when I encountered Jesus, boy, hope filled my heart, and I knew I needed Jesus. So I think our presentation has to be about him. I mean,
yes.
Paul, when he was on the road to Damascus, there wasn't a great theological presentation. There wasn't a Roman road that was laid out before him. He simply encountered Jesus. And, you know, Jesus asked the question, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And in that, he said, Lord, and everything changed. So I think our presentation really needs to be about Jesus. And when somebody comes to the point where they know they need him, they're in a, they're exactly where God wants them to be.
Yeah.
Now, the law does have a purpose, and that purpose identifies our sinfulness, our need for Christ. As far as Gentiles are concerned, we were never under the law of Moses, but we have something in our consciences, and it's that conscience that condemns us, that brings us to the point where we know that we need something outside of ourselves to save us. And so the law is doing its work that way as far as we Gentiles are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just part of the plan of God. And so when that gospel message hits, when we see Jesus, his death, his burial, his resurrection, we can simply respond to him with that gratitude and say, yes, Lord, I'm yours.
Absolutely. Well, friends, if you have a call overnight, give us a call, and you can record that, and we will play it back on a soon-coming edition of Basic Gospel. That number again, 844-322-2742. And friends, if any of you have ever wanted to visit the Holy Land, here's your chance. This tour of Israel includes a visit to Petra and Jordan, and it's on the schedule for next year, May 25th through the through June 6th. All the information is on the Basic Gospel homepage. That's basicgospel.net. Just click the banner at the very top of that homepage, basicgospel.net. Registration is now open, and we hope you will be among those on this fabulous tour coming up early next year. Also want to remind you that you're invited to see what goes on every day inside the studio here at Basic Gospel. You can do that by visiting our channels on Facebook or YouTube. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody. For Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team, this is your invitation to join us tomorrow for a study in Hebrews on basic gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.